Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 27th. In a follow-up to a story we reported in Wednesday's newscast, the town of Paonia will be able to continue watering at Town Park after it was discovered yesterday that the Stewart Ditch has enough flow to sustain a regular watering schedule, at least for now. Paonia Town Administrator Ken Knight told KVNF News that Public Works Director Travis Loberg was able to work with Stewart Ditch officials to get the water flow sorted out.
Travis was going to verify that the water distribution was being done correctly, and after he contacted the Stewart Ditch people, we went up and found that they were actually diverting more water at the gate than what they were required to, and some more water is now being transferred to the other ditch shareholders beyond that gate to the other shareholders. So hopefully we will have enough water to prioritize the football field, because we know what kind of shape that's going to be in here in about a month when they really start utilizing again. But we're going to try to keep all of the parks, of course, going, both Apple Valley and Town Park, with the water that is available. And so, again, more water was released down into town from that gate because too much was being diverted, and Travis was able to work with them and get that taken care of.
And so the end result is there is enough water to water at the park, at least until there's another river call.
We hope so. At this point, we're going to have to see how much the, you know, every shareholder is going to have to cut back, because the amount of water going down through there is being limited. We hope that the water will be high enough that it'll allow us to water our normal schedule, but we may have to cut back a couple hours or so. But we will try to keep the park moist. We will try to keep the grass going, and we definitely want to make sure that the football field is in as good a shape as possible, because we do know how important the football team and the football field is to the entire community.
Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman was selected on Thursday to chair the Conference of Western Attorneys General. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KUNC, Desmond O'Boyle has more.
CWAG is a bipartisan group of attorneys general from 15 Western states, 3 Pacific territories, and 20 associate member states. It provides a forum to discuss common issues, coordinate action in some cases, and improve legal services. They focus on issues in the West such as water, fish and wildlife, public lands, environmental protection, and Native American law. In a statement, Kaufman said she was honored to be appointed by her colleagues. Her term will run through January 2019. I'm Desmond O'Boyle.
And here's something a little different for you on a Friday. Stand near a river and you'll hear a symphony of sounds. Birds chirping, frogs croaking, and water flowing. But what would it sound like if the stream itself could be transformed into classical music? There's a researcher in Colorado who's answering that question for rivers throughout the West. Luke Runyon has this story.
By day, Dave Merritt is a river ecologist for the U.S. Forest Service in Fort Collins, Colorado. By night, he's a musician. And one evening, he was messing around in his home recording studio.
And I was in my basement alone with my headphones on.
At the time, he was frustrated. He knows rivers are important, but making other people care is hard. And that's when it clicked. Merritt pulled up the flow data for his favorite river, the Yampa, in northwest Colorado, and funneled it through a program that turns numbers into musical notes.
And I absolutely got chills as I listened to the flood of 1984 in church organ.
He called his wife down, had her put on the headphones, and hit play. Those high notes represent the river's seasonal peak. The Yampa is dynamic, mostly fed by melting snow. The year we're listening to, 1984, was a record wet year. Soon, he started auditioning other rivers and trying out different instruments. When the rivers are low, the music is rhythmic and steady.
I hear a heartbeat of violas and violins and piccolos and cellos. Just a boom, 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 boom. And as a monsoon or a snowmelt hydrograph begins to form, you can hear other instruments picking up, and you can hear the rate of the playing of these instruments speed up and vary.
We've been measuring the flow of some Western rivers for more than a century, which Merritt says gives us the opportunity to hear how we've changed them. Take a river like the Green, which starts in Wyoming and snakes through Utah and Colorado. In 1962, the Green didn't have any large dams, and its flow hit lots of highs and lows. But just a few years later, the Flaming Gorge Dam was finished near the Wyoming-Utah border, and here's how it sounded after that.
Here's a river, and here's a river in its unaltered state, playing symphonies from year to year, and this is what it sounds like under regulated conditions. You know, it's undeniably different, and it's undeniably had an effect on the organisms in those systems. And this is a way for you to hear it and hopefully to feel it.
He says rivers in the West are meant to surge, either from snowmelt or monsoon rains, and not run steady year-round. The birds, fish, insects, and plant life that call rivers home have evolved to be in sync with a river's rhythm.
We are aware of the consequences of damming and diverting a vast majority of the streams in the West. Then I think society could rally behind protecting one or two.
Dave Merritt says he's not naive to the fact that dams are part of what make life in the West possible, storing water for later use. But now we have the ability to manage our existing dams better and hold on to some of the last remaining free-flowing rivers, like the Yampa.
It's like a natural laboratory. It's something that we ought to treasure and protect like a piece of art. Or like a great symphony.
I'm Luke Runyon.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.